Hey guys, we're back. Take it away.
All right.
That was pretty good. Well then.
So my topic, I wanted to talk about the 16 personalities, and I wanted to find out what everyone's personality result was.
Cool.
So whoever wants to start off with that.
I remember mine. I don't remember mine.
Aren't you an INTJ?
Oh, yeah.
I'm an INFJT.
Oh, yeah.
INFJ.
Yeah. Okay, cool. I'm an advocate.
Yeah.
We were mentioning in the group chat, basically, I have emotions, but not like Becky.
My who doesn't have emotions?
Who doesn't have emotions?
Right. Hi, it's Becky.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just,
That's the difference. You were F and she was T.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, so, it's either J or P.
I am F.
Fancy.
F or T.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
No, T is either turbulent, and then there's A, which is
no,
amber.
No, it's thinking or feeling. And then there's a T at the end.
Can't well, really.
I've only seen the J's and the P's.
Okay. So, basically about my personality is, from what I read about it, I'm very compassionate, and I understand people's feelings. All right, maybe
but
not
you don't
to other
care?
People. No, it's not that I care. It's just I'm not very good at expressing certain emotions. I don't know what you call it, but...
You're a sad person.
Like right now.
Yeah, there you go. I have emotions. It's just I don't express them. This is getting way too deep.
Yeah, it is. Okay. Swim back up to the surface, Jess. Okay.
I actually, didn't research my own personality. So yeah. I'm like,
well, I can talk about... On. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
No. Okay. What is mine? ENFJ? Mm-hmm. And I don't know what that is, honestly. Oh, it says protagonist. It says I am talkative. That's one of the traits.
Yep.
So that's pretty true. Accurate.
Yep.
Because you're an extrovert.
Because I'm an extrovert.
Okay, I found one.
Okay, go.
So
that's
basically, my personality type is very rare. Makes up less than 1% of the population. I have an inborn sense of idealism and morality. Not an idle dreamer.
Idol dreamer?
How do
like
you
ideal?
I-D-L-E?
Oh, idle.
Idle?
Idle. Yeah. Oh, like
idle.
I-D-L-E. Like if your car's an idle, like it's idling. It's
I'm not
doing
an idle
anything.
Dreamer.
So you're not a not doing anything dreamer. You're
All right, but it says, but people capable of taking concrete steps to realize their goals and make a lasting positive
so you
impact.
Do stuff.
Right, basically, I help others.
Do you really?
I do, but very rarely. Because I don't
know if this test is accurate.
Retake that test, Jeff.
No, I mean, liar.
No. No, it's just the fact of just trying to be honest with yourself, basically. That's all it is.
It doesn't have to do with anything.
It does, because
let me read.
Why
it.
Do we hate you?
You know, that's a good question.
Yeah,
that's a good question.
Because you're an INFJT.
I'm an advocate. Just call me an advocate.
Okay.
All right, well, I could talk. I'm an ENFP, and that's called campaigner, and I love that, because I never heard that word before that much, but that's what I do all the time. I drum up support for stuff.
Mm.
So, yeah, I think it's kind of cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
I'm INFP. They're mediator. Ooh. So, pretty much, it sounds like you're a good listener, but you're a bad talker, and you only talk with a few people that you really connect with. And I think I feel that because I could talk to a lot of people, but there's very few people that actually know me and that I feel comfortable talking to. And also more like what you do is based on your own principles and not for any other like money or anything like that.
Doesn't that mean you also like help people with their problems?
That's what she just said.
She did not say that.
Isn't she kind of alluded
no, she
to
didn't.
It.
You just weren't listening.
I was
You're
listening.
Bad listener.
But that's someone who watches arguments as a mediator, like try to keep it calm.
Yeah, you like separate people.
Yeah, exactly.
Should
I do that? Actually.
I don't know. But this one says that it's also 4% of the population, which I don't know if I really believe this thing.
Mine was like super, like a lot 4%? Of population, wasn't it? Like it was like
ENFP,
common or
you're
something?
You're not unique, Julian.
Yeah, I'm not.
INFP and ENFP are like the most popular.
But so she just said INFP was 4%.
Lies!
So what are the other ones, like 0.0% and just mine is like the rest?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm on the same line as Martin Luther.
I was like Willy Wonka, which I was like, that's awesome.
How do you know that?
I have the same personality type as Miley Cyrus.
Mine is Johnny Depp.
Mine
William
is Rose
Shakespeare.
Steve
Irwin.
Titanic.
Steve Irwin, wow, that's pretty accurate.
Oh, yeah. I'm an ESFP, so which is the entertainer personality. Oh, yeah. the description I thought was pretty accurate. It was randomly breaking into song and dance. I get caught up in the excitement of the moment and want everyone else to feel that way, too.
That's so true.
And then it says that I'm apparently generous with my time and energy.
Wow, you're so nice.
And my personality type is all about aesthetics.
I think so.
I'm like always about the aesthetics, man. So yeah, I like that personality.
I like mine because it mentions that they have very strong opinions and will fight.
And will fight anybody.
That's basically like what it says. And they will fight tirelessly for an idea they believe in. Decisive and strong.
Yeah, I am kind of like that. Is like that.
That is so me.
Like early, I was like, no.
Yeah,
it's either J or P, Julian.
Get it together.
I'm like, I know I'm right.
I know it.
Is there anything about your personality that you don't like? That you really don't like?
Probably.
No, I love myself so much.
Probably that, actually, that I'm very stuck in my ways, I guess. Like, if I have an opinion, then I stick with it. And I'm very hard to, like, convince.
That's good.
Depending
if your opinion's right.
Okay.
If it's really important to you, then yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
Go for it.
But I have to be more patient with other people and actually listen to other people's
opinions.
The
peasants. Yeah.
No.
I'm right.
Listen to me.
For me, I really don't like being introverted because sometimes, like, I'll look at someone, I want to talk to them, but I can't talk to them. I'll just look at them.
Yeah.
That's really bad. I'm just like, I want to talk to you, but I can't.
I want
to
be friends. Yeah.
Awkward.
It's so hard. Yeah.
Like, you look at someone, it's just like, I really want to talk, but I'm not going to.
And sometimes, like, you'll have eye contact from across the room, but you don't know what to say when you get over there. You're like, I don't really
turn away.
It's so bad.
Like, I was staring at you.
It's actually really interesting because like 3 years ago, my personality type when I first took the test was actually INFP. Hmm. But what I think happened there was that I was really self-conscious. So socially, I was just like... So I guess that's where the introvert came from, because all the questions are based off of what you would do in social circumstances.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I answered them as an introvert would, even though deep down inside, I was an extrovert.
Yeah, it's funny. I actually go back and forth between INFP and ENFP. Recently, I've been ENFP for a while, though, but... I go INFP sometimes, so yeah, I'm like 53% extrovert, or I'll be like 49%, which means I'm introvert, and like last time I was like 58% extrovert, so it's like pretty in the middle.
Mm-hmm. I've always been the same personality.
I thought you literally just took the test, though.
No, they made us take it back in like 6th grade or 7th grade for computer reasons.
That's
or whatever.
Interesting.
Yeah, and computer I haven't really changed. It's interesting because a lot of people, they base themselves off of, like, introvert and extrovert. Mm-hmm. So introvert people are, like, mostly, like, quiet, and extrovert people are really outgoing.
Mm-hmm.
But,
well,
you know,
scientifically actually, incorrect.
But I'm just saying, like, that's how people
I know what
use
you're
that's
talking
what
about.
General
that's
think, yeah.
actually kind
yeah.
of what inspired what me to talk about mm-hmm. it, because a lot of people base their personality types, like, okay, I'm an introvert or I'm an extrovert, and they base their personality type or how they handle people based on that stereotype. Like, I'm quiet, so I'm going to not talk to people. Even though their first reaction is to be super sociable with other people. Mm-hmm. But they're just like, I'm an introvert, so I have to be this way. They kind of use it, like, they identify themselves as an introvert or an extrovert rather than understand themselves.
Ah, gotcha. Yeah.
They're making it a crutch, pretty much.
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't extrovert, like...
putting themselves in a box,
when
I guess?
When people give you energy... something like that, like you guys around people,
how, have to what talk makes you an extrovert. But there could all, I was actually listening to a podcast about it like a couple weeks
Inception.
Ago. Yeah, and they were saying how like you could be extroverted in non like not just social ways, like you could be extroverted in how you clean things or
what?
How
I
don't no, know. Like
really?
Seriously,
I've never heard of that.
So
believe me,
like
I'm cleaning this extrovert. No.
Oh, because it energizes
you. Yeah,
you
get
this
so
is a
much
sweet
motivation.
Of extroversion.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. No. So like. Yeah. No, so like people get super motivated and super energized from cleaning.
I clean the whole house and
I'm so much like that. Like literally I just cleaned. I spent from Monday to what's today?
Saturday.
So Friday. Monday to Friday, I was literally cleaning our attic, and I just randomly had this energy to just clean our attic, and I literally spent 5 days.
That's a nightmare.
5 days cleaning it.
Not
and
even
it was,
your stuff.
It either. Wasn't even my stuff. I was chucking it, though.
I was chucking it.
They don't need that.
That's funny. So basically, extroversion is introversion, extroversion. That's where you get your energy from, right? So is it like your internal world or the external world? So I guess that can be not just people, but cleaning?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I like cleaning. I don't think that's like the main thing.
It's a subcategory.
It's like a subcategory, exactly. Because I think extroversion and introversion is based on how you react to people and even like the idea of people. Because I know with introverts, they recharge when they're by themselves in solitude, but then extroverts get energy and recharge from being around other people. Mm-hmm. Like, I know someone who just needs to be by themselves after they've gone to, like, a gathering or something like that. Mm-hmm. But then there's an extrovert who's like, I was alone for, like, an hour and I need to be around other people.
Yeah. Me.
That's actually kind of how I am.
No, I'm fine by myself. Yeah. It's all good.
Yeah, it's funny. I identify with the being alone part of that, but I'm an extrovert, so I don't get it. Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
So, for example, you might have an introvert aspect, like you like being alone, but you also like being around people and you also get energy from people. But then there are other things where you're more extroverted in.
Like cleaning.
Like cleaning.
Yes.
Or eating. So that might be
or
what.
Eating.
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 Oh. Eating.
I don't
eating.
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 I eat
go.
Extrovertedly.
Oh, I tell you.
I need you.
It's like, no, not me.
Take a shot.
I gain
back.
Energy from eating. Does that count? No.
Yes.
Who doesn't
that's
gain energy from eating?
Oh.
That's scientific.
I didn't think about that.
Metabolic.
You need food, man.
There's actually that water diet going around.
What's I've heard of that?
Is that a
I
diet?
Don't think
it's called horrible. Starvation.
Oh, wait, water fast.
Starvation.
No, starvation.
Are you on the air diet?
There's,
breathe air in?
I just eat
there's
air.
I'm on the seafood diet. Seafood and eat it. That's funny.
He weighs about over 200 pounds and he's lost about like 50 or more within like a couple of weeks.
He starved himself.
No, basically.
Because he didn't eat.
Yeah. No, wait. No. What you do is you work yourself off like breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
No, but you just don't need food.
Just drink water.
You limit your portions and then you drink water. That's basically what it is because your body stores fat. So what you're doing is you're
the fat,
detoxing
right?
yourself.
Doesn't it eat your fat?
You're just burning off the fat.
Where do you get nutrients from?
But
your body fat
water.
You already
no,
have.
There's like.
You're a camel?
Yes. You also have to consult your doctor, please.
Mm-hmm.
But,
Don't try this at home.
Don't try this at home. Consulting your doctor.
It's eating your
you're burning fat.
Yeah.
It's not really.
And then you might die.
You can die.
Sums
but
it
you
up.
Can die. You can die within. Some people do it for at least like 3 months straight.
What?
I'm an idiot. What in the world?
You're making me lose my train of thought.
3 months. Sorry.
So, like, when you drink water, you're losing electrolytes. So, it's important that you drink, like, other stuff like apple cider vinegar,
coconut
no, drink
water.
Gatorade.
What? How are you going to live?
Powerade.
I mean, it's Sprite. You can drink coffee.
The brand. What?
Juan
coffee.
Chris would be happy with that. There's certain diets where it includes coffee. But coffee or apple cider vinegar, ginger tea.
Oh, apple cider vinegar?
Yeah.
I love that.
It's actually pretty beneneficial for you, apple cider vinegar.
Oh, yeah. I take it every night, actually.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
For what?
And she was
it's
looking at me
so
like,
gross.
Yeah.
For what?
It's
so,
like,
for what?
It's
just
like
good for everything.
Really pungent.
It's really good.
Yeah, but why do you take it?
It's good for like acne
you
and
drink
stuff.
It by itself?
Oh
no, I put like water in it.
Yeah, you're supposed to dilute it.
Some people can drink it straight.
It dilutes
take
in your stomach. What are you talking about?
No,
it'll
purge.
Two teaspoons, 4 teaspoons, something around that.
Some type of spoon.
I eyeball it. Yeah, and then you water it down, and then you.
So gross.
Yeah.
Technically, you're supposed to drink at least like 8 to 11 cups of water a day.
Yeah.
Yes,
so this water
that.
Diet is like, you know, it's pretty good.
I drink
good.
30.
But
really
the
does.
Important thing is not to like overdrink water.
You could die from overhydration.
Seriously, die.
What?
Oh, people drown themselves from the inside out.
Yeah, you drown
out.
Yourself. Drown yourself.
Well,
yeah.
I'm fine. So
you're supposed to like space it out.
Well, it's like gallons.
Yeah, you can do that.
Don't drink water, kids. You might drown.
Yeah.
You will drown.
Some of my coworkers do it. We were in a medical office, so it's like, not drowning. Okay. So they have the big gallons of jugs, and they mark it, and they're that. Like, 9 a.m., good job, 10 a.m. Yeah. They keep on, like, little
yeah, a whole bunch of high school kids.
Isn't there apps for that?
Yeah.
I used to have a kid plant in the jug of water when you would drink.
But yeah, that was a challenge going around for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What were we talking about?
I'm annoyed.
We went from personality to water. Water's good for you.
My personality also changed because I was ISFP when I took it before, and then I turned into INFP afterwards. So I guess now I just do a lot more thinking than feeling. Yeah.
I do a lot more thinking than feeling.
Yeah, I know. Because I don't know. Once you get mature, like, you
are
think
you right?
A lot.
Oh, it's 7:20. Yeah. So you gotta go?
I do.
Well, guys. It was nice meeting you.
Okay, bye.
Signing off.